Good day, beloved children of God. This is Father Ivan Olmo of St. Mary Catholic Church and School. Today we will be reflecting on the Gospel of John, chapter 10, verses 31 to 42. Please join me now in prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. The Jews picked up rocks to stone Jesus. Jesus answered them, "I have shown you many good works from my Father. For which of these are you trying to stone me?" The Jews answered him, "We are not stoning you for a good work, but for blasphemy. You, a man, are making yourself God." Jesus answered them, "Is it not written in your law, 'I said, you are gods'? If it calls them gods to whom the word of God came, and scripture cannot be set aside, can you say that the one whom the Father has consecrated and sent into the world blasphemes because I said, 'I am the Son of God'? If I do not perform my Father's works, do not believe me. But if I perform them, even if you do not believe me, believe the works, so that you may realize and understand that the Father is in me and I am in the Father." Then they tried again to arrest him, but he escaped from their power. He went back across the Jordan to the place where John first baptized, and there he remained. Many came to him and said, "John performed no sign, but everything John said about this man was true." And many there began to believe in him. Beloved Father, please, once again we beg you, please open our lips to praise your holy name. Cleanse our minds and our hearts of any worthless, evil, distracting thoughts, feelings, or desires. Give us the love and the wisdom, we beg you, to pray unceasingly, to pray always, to pray with attention, reverence, and true devotion. Sweet Father, source of all fatherhood, may our poor little prayer be heard in your presence, for it is offered through Christ, your beloved Son, our beloved Lord. Amen. I always find myself to go back to the scene of the Annunciation as a beginning point for me. It's a place that I can always go to and learn something new, hear something new, hear something more profound, something deep. There's always an abundance of grace there, ready for you, ready for me, at any time we go back to the scene of the Annunciation. And I think how God is doing something new, something amazing, but yet something new for us. If we look at Mary, she is immaculate, conceived without original sin, born without any stain whatsoever, God is doing something new. And when we look at her relationship with Father Joseph, Father is a good man, a just man, a holy man. And he enters into this marriage with Mary. This is new. This is holy matrimony. These are two individuals who have surrendered themselves entirely to God. They live both for God first, and then for one another. This love is based on the inside. It's based on spirituality. It's based on divinity. It's a marriage unlike we've ever seen before. They remain chaste. They remain holy, giving themselves to God and to one another. This is something new. God is doing something new here. Something new. And even in the incarnation, God making himself flesh, he comes in his creature, in his humanity. God, who is divine, all-seeing, all-powerful, God is pure light. He comes into the midst of this dark world. He comes into the midst of our suffering. This is new, my brothers and sisters. God is just doing something new in the Annunciation. And then we also have Joseph. We understand that Mary conceives in her womb this God-child, this wonder counselor, this God-hero, Father forever, Prince of Peace, unheard of, Emmanuel, God is with us. And when Joseph hears that Mary is with child, and this child is holy to be called the Beloved, the Holy Son of God, Joseph chooses to do something in his humility, to say, who am I? Who am I to be able to be married to the woman who's without stain and sin? Who am I to be a father also to this child of God the Most High? Who am I? And in his humanity, he chooses to divorce, we hear, according to the law, to divorce Mary quietly. But rather than living out every letter of that law that says that Mary must be stoned to death, Joseph chooses to be merciful like the Father is merciful. He learns fatherhood from the Father himself. The Father's most merciful. And Joseph shows us something new. God is doing something new. God is showing us mercy. And so he chooses to do things quietly rather than with a trumpet blast, as we hear so often. How everyone does everything with so much noise to obtain recognition. But Joseph does things quietly, silently. He's showing us something new. He's showing us God's mercy. And so we hear that the angel of the Lord says, do not be afraid, because Mary is your wife, Joseph. And don't be afraid to take her into your home, because this child is holy. And you too will be a foster father, a spiritual father to the holy child, the Holy Son of God. God is doing something new. He's doing something new. And so we see that Jesus, he would learn from these moments. we hear that he is obedient to Mary and Joseph. Something new. Imagine that. God being obedient to his creature. God lowering himself. God is doing something new. This is all new. Never, ever, ever been seen before in the history of salvation and humanity. And Jesus will learn to do this as well. We've seen that beautiful image that when Jesus is teaching God's mercy in the synagogue, that the Pharisees and the scribes bring a woman who has been caught in the very act of adultery. And the letter of the law says she must die. She must be stoned to death. But Jesus has learned to be merciful from the Father. He's learned how to be merciful from Joseph, his foster father. And Jesus doesn't apply the letter of the law, but the spirit of the law that says, Father, I forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. He is moved with compassion. He says to her, Woman, has anyone here condemned you? And she said, No, no one. And he says, Go and sin no more. He shows us mercy. Once again, mercy, not the letter of the law, but the spirit of the law. And in today's gospel, we see that the Pharisees and the scribes, they don't want the spirit of the law. They've already asked, Good teacher, what is the greatest of all the commandments? And he says, Love. Love God with all your heart, mind, body, strength, and being, and then love one another as God has loved you. That we see in Mary and Joseph, and that we see in God himself. And God is applying the spirit of the law, because the letter of the law will lead to death, but the spirit of the law leads us always into life. But immediately, because of their hardened hearts, because they want an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, they don't want to hear the truth. So they want to stone Jesus. Remember the first reading of this day, as well as Jeremiah also is being persecuted. He says even his friends have turned on him. They created a trap for him. And he cries out, Lord! Lord, you who are just, you who probe the mind and the heart, let me witness the vengeance you take on them, for to you I have entrusted my cause. But Jesus says, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. Not the letter of the law, but the spirit, which is God's infinite love and his divine mercy. The scribes want to hit Jesus with stones because Jesus reflects to them God's goodness, God's love. And Jesus says, even if you don't believe who I am, at least believe in the works, because what the works show is how infinite loving God is, and how his profound mercy endures forever. Jesus says, if you don't believe me, look at the works. The works are about restoring humanity back to the dignity that they were created as the sons and daughters of God, children of light. If you don't believe me, look at the works, that God was so merciful to so many people. And if you don't believe me, believe the works, because God has come to heal the brokenhearted. He has come to set the prisoners free. That everything that Jesus did was not to glorify himself, but was to glorify the Father, was always to bring God's beloved children back, to be reconciled to them, to be back in holy righteousness to them. And Jesus shows us the true work of the Father on the cross, which is infinite love and divine mercy. Jesus says, no, rather than throwing a stone, throw a kind word instead. Rather than throwing a stone of discouragement, throw a word of encouragement. Jesus reminds us that his words are efficacious. His words are meant to bring spirit and life. I'm reminded as children, we used to say, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words and names cannot harm me. I think, wow, we might have said that as children, and we might have even believed it, but we know words can hurt. Words can destroy. And that when we throw words at one another, when we say to people, you know, you're stupid. You're dumb. You can't do this. You don't have the skills. You're not smart enough. You're not fast enough. Look at you. You're pathetic. These words wound and they hurt. And these Pharisees and scribes are wounded and they're hurting. And like so many other people, we respond from our woundedness, that we respond to certain situations because we are wounded and we're disguising our hurt and our pain with words. Words that are like stones, that are meant to stone other people to death, rather than encouraging people with words to give life. We wound them because we deal with our own hurt, our own insecurity. And Jesus, just being love, light, and life, he makes us reflect on our own sinfulness. And rather than turning to him like the one who was on his knees, pounding his chest, saying, Lord, have mercy on me, a poor sinner. Lord, have mercy on me, a poor sinner. Lord, please forgive me, this poor sinner. Instead, we're like the Pharisee who sits there and just implodes in his selfishness and his self-righteousness. And he tells God how wonderful he is when we know in his lack of humility, he's suffering on the inside. And so he responds from his woundedness as so many times we often do. That when people come to us, they remind us of our own woundedness. And so we choose to wound them with our words, rather than seeking the words that give everlasting life. Our speech does hurt. And these Pharisees and scribes are not only physically trying to hurt Jesus, but they hurt Jesus with their words. This is God incarnate. Emmanuel, God with us. This is the one that reminds us that God is doing something new, that he's come into this world not to condemn us, not to throw stones at us, which is the letter of the law, and he would be righteous in doing so. But he comes to give us life. He comes to encourage us. He comes to bestow on us the Father's mercy. He doesn't throw stones at us. He throws words that encourage us and give us life. But those who throw stones accuse Jesus of being one who blasphemes. They've called him evil. They've told him he was possessed. They even said that we don't know where this sinner is from. they continue to cast stones at him. And we cast stones at Jesus every time we look at our brothers and sisters and we judge them by the outside. Every time that we say a harsh word, every time that we elevate our voice, every time that we yell and refuse to listen, every time that we curse instead of saying a blessing, every time we use our words as daggers, we are throwing a stone rather than being merciful as the Father is merciful.